It's almost time for you to go. I'm coming in, okay?
You little thing. Why haven't you gotten out of bed yet? Oh, darling. You look so pale. That's a little worrying. Are you feeling okay? Here, let me feel your forehead. You feel a bit warm. Poor thing, you must be burning up. Just to be certain, let me take your temperature, okay? I'll go grab the thermometer. Open your mouth for me. Come on. Don't be stubborn. Say, Okay. Now close. It'll take a moment. A very high temperature. That's no good. Well, it's best you stay in bed. No matter what Mom says, you stay right here and get your rest. If she says otherwise, I'll stand up for you, okay? Your temperature is far too high for you to be doing anything today. I'm worried about you, but don't get worked up. I will take care of you. I won't leave your side, okay? Your big sister is here for you. I will protect you. You're not worried about getting me sick? As well, are you? You're so caring, but no. Please don't be worried about me. You know I'm rather immune to the cold. I haven't gotten sick in years. I promise I'll be okay. I just want to watch over you. Because your big sister cares about you so, so much. I suppose we better start treating you, I'll go get some stuff. I'll only be a moment, I promise. You won't be alone for long. Big Sis has returned, and I brought some stuff for your poor little colt. Let's see. Some cold medicine, of course. Soup. And a wet rag for your forehead. The rag will help keep your temperature stable. It might feel a little bit chilly at first, but I promise it'll bring you some relief. Here. Just position your head comfortably. It feels nice, right? Big sis knows best. I know that nice cold rag must feel like such a relief when your forehead is burning so much. Let me know if you ever want a new one, okay? I promise it won't be much of a hassle. Okay, now then, I have medicine here. I know you hate the flavor, it's very chemically tasting and it stains your mouth. I don't really like it either, but it was made by very smart people who know exactly how to fight the cold. This will help you. I promise. It'll get rid of that pesky cold of yours in no time. And after a while, it'll make you feel so much better. And there will be no more fever. And afterwards, I will give you some soup, and it'll help get rid of the bad taste in your mouth. So let's open it. Okay. Now, open your mouth. Are you being stubborn again? It's only a little bit. I know you can do it. If you hold your breath, it won't taste so bad. It's a little trick you can try. Okay. Come on now. Say, there you go. I knew you could do it. Just make sure to swallow it all, okay? It's yucky, isn't it? I know. But you did it. And I'm so proud of you. So proud. Very good. Now, let's get you some nice warm soup to help get rid of that chemical taste in your mouth. A little bit hot and it's steaming a little. So I'll blow on the soup just a bit to cool it down before giving it to you before. Your forehead is already hot enough. I don't want to burn your tongue too. That would be very bad, okay? It's the type of soup you like, okay? So, don't be as stubborn as you were with the medicine. Even if you feel a little bit nauseous, I promise eating will help you feel better. Okay. Got You've a spoonful. Let me just, now say, oh, I know what you want, just like old times, right? Okay. Here comes the airplane. Whoosh. Coming in for a landing. There you go. Even though you're much older now, you're still so childish sometimes. But it's okay. Big sister does not judge you. Okay, let's get you another bite. I'm not going to do the airplane every time. I'll do it one more time, just for you, because I love you so much. Okay, one more time. Let me blow on it first. Are you ready? Here comes the airplane. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Here comes the airplane. Coming in for landing. Very good. The airplane made it home nice and safe. I'm not doing that every time. Let's get you another bite. Up. Very good. Say. Got to blow on this one. Here. Okay. Now you can say, oh. There you go. Very good. Very good. I'm so proud of you. Let's do one more bite, okay? One more. Open your mouth. Oh, also forgot to blow on this one. I guess your big sister is a little bit forgetful, huh? Yeah. Isn't the soup help you feel a little better?
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. I'm glad. Set the bowl down. Are you feeling okay? Too hot, too cold? You want to be tucked into bed a little bit more, okay? Let me tuck in your blankets for you. Nice and snugly on the side of the bed. Then, underneath your arms, and over your chest, there you go, cozy, 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 cozy. You feel cozy. Good. All I want for you is to feel comfortable while you're sick. I'm glad Mom hasn't bothered us. I would feel bad if she made you get up. But don't worry, I'll keep you safe. Your big sister will always protect you. Always. You should probably get back to sleep now. Your body needs lots and lots of rest. So let's get you comfortable and sleepy. I'll play with your hair. Does that sound nice? I'll brush it a bit. Touch your face. And help you relax. And even while you're asleep, I'll be right here. Watching over you. So, you don't have to worry about being alone. The big sister will always be here with you. Here, let me sit on the bed with you. There we go. Big sister's here. Poor thing, so sick. Safe. Go to sleep.